Dear Lord, we pray for those who have died of Alzheimer's disease. Peace.
Before the walk commences, event committee member Lois Sims reads an Alzheimer's prayer.
For those who are now victims of Alzheimer's disease, dignity and comfort. For the Alzheimer's disease caregivers, compassion and patience. For the Alzheimer's disease families, strength and courage. For those who seek the cause.
For Sims, this is personal. For more than 20 years, she was a caregiver for her mother, Rosa Webb. Sims says the family discovered they had a lot to learn when they jumped in to help beginning in 1987.
Back then, we didn't really know much about Alzheimer's because she didn't hear about it. And when we finally did, we attended a few support groups to kind of get us educated. And, you know, just kind of like trial and error. I guess like raising the, I tell a lot of caregivers, taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's is like, having a child. There's no manual for it. You just, common sense is what you have to have.
And you have to have a lot of support. On this day, family, friends, and members of her church have joined Sims as part of her Team Hope. It was the largest team participating in the walk and raised the most money for the event, which generates an average of about $50,000 each year.
The money raised here stays 100% local.
Kelly Hardy is a Covenant Care volunteer, co-chair of this year's walk, and her family supported the event as a presenting sponsor.
So it goes to projects like educating our volunteers. It helps fund the Project Lifesaver. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It is a watch band that Alzheimer's patients wear.
The Lifesaver bracelet has a beacon that helps local law enforcement locate those Alzheimer's patients who have wandered off. Hardy, who walked in memory of her grandmother, Katie Hicks, says the funds raised also helped to pay for another of Covenant Care's most requested services, respite care.
And respite care is where a nurse can go in and relieve the caregiver, because oftentimes the caregiver is forgotten when someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the caregiver goes through an entire mourning process. Also, you know, I watched my mom go through it with my grandmother. So that's super important for Covenant, is to help the caregivers just as much as they're helping the patients.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 16 million Americans provide unpaid care for the nearly 6 million people living with Alzheimer's disease in the U.S. That number of diagnosed individuals is projected to reach 14 million by 2050. But there's a new sense of hope due to an infusion of funding for Alzheimer's and dementia research. With an increase of $425 million at the National Institutes of Health and a $50 million investment by billionaire Bill Gates.
Research is going to affect all of us. Both of my in-laws were diagnosed and passed away having Alzheimer's disease. And so certainly we think about it as a family. And there's so much research going on nationally and locally here at UWF as well.
Aaron West is vice president for the Covenant Care Foundation. West says Covenant is actually working with UWF, assisting with identifying some of the participants for their clinical trials. He says research is critical, but it's not Covenant's main focus.
What we know is that there are families that are living with it today, and that's why we do what we're doing today.
For people like Lois Sims, who've seen loved ones fight and lose their battle with Alzheimer's, they're glad to celebrate their lives. But the development of truly effective treatments is something they wish for, she wishes for.
So whatever, you know, it takes, it's been a long time coming, and hope that we'll get there sooner rather than later as far as a cure, because Alzheimer's is such a horrible disease.
After her mother died in 2010, Sims established an Alzheimer's ministry at her church, 6th Avenue Baptist Church in Pensacola. The support group is now open to the public. Also, she shares her expertise as a Covenant Care volunteer. Details about services at choosecovenant.org, and you can find links at our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.